Let's do some brief exercises to build your prosperity consciousness with the tapping. So we'll start with the statement, I feel prosperous and abundant. Now, 0 to 10, I want you to scale that. You may be only at a 1 or a 2, but what we can do with the tapping is change that energy. So repeat that statement. I feel prosperous. 0 to 10. How true is that? You may be really low. You may be under a 5. And we'll do some tapping on it. Karate chop. Even though I don't feel very prosperous and it's obvious, I deeply and profoundly accept myself anyway. Even though I try to feel prosperous, but I don't, I accept who I am no matter what. Even though I wish I could feel prosperous, but I don't, I deeply and profoundly accept myself anyway. Eyebrow, I want to feel prosperous. Side of the eye, I want to feel abundant. Under the eye, but I don't. Under the nose, I feel such lack and scarcity in my life. Chin, I wonder how I could feel prosperous. Collarbone, I want to feel prosperity. Under the arm, I want to believe in prosperity. Top of the head, but I believe in lack. Take a breath. Go back to the eyebrow. I want more prosperity. Side of the eye, and I understand now that it's a consciousness. Under the eye, I wonder where I could find prosperity in my life. Under the nose, it doesn't have to be about money yet. Chin, I want to expand my prosperity consciousness. Collarbone, I choose to expand my prosperity consciousness. Under the arm, I choose to feel prosperous right now. Top of the head, even though I've believed in lack my whole life. Good, take a breath. And just say the statement again. I feel prosperous. Is there any movement up in the numbers? Any lightening of that dark lack feeling? And you can keep tapping on this. Karate chop. Even though I've been feeling lack my whole life, I choose to increase my prosperity consciousness. Even though I've been feeling lack my whole life, I choose to believe in prosperity now. Even though I've had messages of lack my whole life, I choose to tune into a vibration of prosperity. Eyebrow, I love the vibration of abundance. Side of the eye, I love the vibration of prosperity. Under the eye, I love the vibration of prosperity. Under the nose, I can feel prosperous in many parts of my life. Chin, if prosperity is a consciousness. Collarbone, then I can change that. Under the arm, I choose to believe in prosperity. Top of the head, I do have plenty in my life. Good, take a breath. And just check that first number again on the I feel prosperous. Is anything shifting? Anything occurring to you? Now, perhaps some more statements are coming up for you that seem more real and true that you could tap on to release the lack and scarcity feeling, which will automatically boost your prosperity consciousness. Eyebrow, I love abundance. Side of the eye, I love prosperity. Under the eye, I love feeling prosperity. Under the nose, it feels so good to feel strong, abundant, and prosperous. Chin, I love feeling abundant. Collarbone, I can let go of many of those old limiting beliefs. Under the arm, I can start a new belief right now. Top of the head, I choose a new belief in prosperity right now. Good, take a breath. Good. So you can see you can tap on anything, the negative, the positive, a belief, an emotion, an event. We have the power to build our prosperity consciousness from inside. It's not about the bank account. We are changing our vibration, our energy around financial abundance and money. When we believe in prosperity, when we believe there's enough and that there's going to be enough, that starts to be reflected in our outside world. Doesn't matter what business you're in, whether you're selling services or research or selling products, it doesn't matter. When you change your consciousness internally that there is enough and that there is prosperity, then it will change in your outside life. So listen to these tracks again if necessary. You can take a new belief that you have and tap on that. You can take another event, perhaps that you've had that's embarrassing or shaming or somehow scarring to you around money. Take something that someone in your life said to you. Oh no, prosperity's bad or money's bad. Any of those statements. And tap on them until they no longer have a charge. So what we're doing is releasing these old limiting beliefs, releasing the old energy about money that you came by honestly, you learned it from your family. We're releasing the old energy, the old vibrations around money, and allowing new, more prosperous, abundant feelings and thoughts and vibrations around money to come into your life and into your consciousness. It works, it works, it works. So keep tapping.